This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 21st replenishment meeting of the World Bank's International Development Association begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda calls for assistance to developing countries like Nepal to achieve global peace and prosperity. House of Representatives continues ministry-wise deliberations on appropriation bill, and Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in North Korea, greeted by Kim Jong-un at the airport. Now, the news in detail. The 21st replenishment meeting of the World Bank's International Development Association, IDA, has begun in Kathmandu. Inaugurating the IDA meeting yesterday, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has urged developed countries to help address challenges faced by countries missing industrial revolutions. Prime Minister Dahal viewed IDA as a major source of development finance for Nepal, and Nepal has achieved significant outcomes in infrastructure building and social development.
Nepal has been an active IDA borrower for over 6 decades. At this point, I want to remind us that we are celebrating 60 years of IDA impact. This did not happen overnight. The impact is because you stayed with us over the course of our journey. During this period, IDA has been a major source of development finance for us and has delivered impact. With this support, Nepal has achieved significant outcomes in infrastructure building and social development in an overall sense. We highly appreciate the World Bank's support in rebuilding our country after the devastating earthquake of 2015.
Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal argued that assistance to the countries lagging behind industrial development was essential for achieving the global goal of peace and prosperity. The Prime Minister expressed serious worry, saying there is a genuine risk that the development achievements could be reversed due to increasing challenges.
For least developed countries like Nepal, concessionality is critical. We are vulnerable to multiple crises, and there is a genuine risk that our hard-won development gains could be reversed. Climate change impacts have further increased our vulnerability. Nepal, despite contributing negligibly to global emissions, is disproportionately affected by the adverse effect of climate change. We are advocating for climate justice to compensate for the loss and damage incurred due to circumstances beyond our control.
Prime Minister Dahal added that Nepal was in short supply of financial resources to meet sustainable development goals. He called for creating more equitable and resilient global development landscape.
Nepal's development priority and grid approach aligns with the World Bank Evolution Roadmap and Global Challenge Programs. IDA's commitment to strengthening country-driven model will empower countries to take ownership of their development agendas, foster inclusive stakeholder engagement, and build robust institutions and system. It is important to create a more equitable and resilient global development landscape by provisioning a programmatic and approach that allows implementation flexibility to the recipient countries.
Moreover, Prime Minister Dahal believed that the IDA 21 meeting would be successful in forging a consensus among the donors and recipients on the documents of policy priorities and results for the coming 3 years and make high-level resolutions to address unprecedented challenges. Senior Managing Director at World Bank, Axel van Trostenberg, viewed the meeting will provide a guideline for the mobilization of IDA resources in addition to making plans for the coming decade. The World Bank's International Development Association has been a committed partner in South Asia for over 6 decades, catalyzing transformative change to elevate the quality of life for millions. The event, attended by over 200 representatives from 61 countries, including high-level officials of the World Bank, runs through June 21st. On a different occasion, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda emphasized on coordination and cooperation between sides concerned to solve the problems and challenges in the field of medical education. Addressing a meeting of the Medical Education Commission in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said cooperation between the three tiers of government, educational institutions providing medical educations, and all stakeholders in the health sector is necessary to improve the quality of health services and medical education. He also lauded the works done by the Commission, describing it as a positive and integral part of improving medical education and service delivery in the country. President Ramchandra Paudel left for Doha, Qatar from Berlin, Germany on his return home after a visit to Switzerland and Germany. According to the personal secretariat of the President, the Ambassador of Nepal to Germany, Ramkaji Khadka, and high-ranking officials of the German government bade farewell to President Paudel at Berlin-Brandenburg International Airport. Before that, President Paudel visited East Berlin. During his visit to the historic site, President Paudel also inspected the Nepali embassy in Berlin. In the visit to the Nepali diplomatic mission in Berlin, the staff highlighted the need to take initiatives to attract German investment to Nepal. President Paudel was accompanied by his spouse, Sabita Paudel, and high-ranking officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Office of the President. President Paudel reached Germany on June 15 at the invitation of the President of Germany. This is the first time since 1986 that a head of the state from Nepal has made an official visit to Germany. The House of Representatives continued its ministry voice deliberations on the appropriation bill. The lower house meeting discussed various issues under the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the National Planning Commission, the Office of the President, and the Office of the Vice President. On the occasion, lawmakers drew the government's attention to launching effective plans to control corruption in the country. Likewise, airing their views in the zero hour of the session, lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to the urgency of making some special arrangements for preventing citizens from potential disasters during the monsoon. The disruption of flights at the Tenzing Hillary Airport, Lukla, have stressed out the tourist. Adverse weather disrupted flights for 10 days. The tourists visiting the Khumbu region have been badly affected by the inconvenience in air services. Air traffic controller at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal at Lukla, Divas Dahal, said the fog and poor visibility disrupted air services. Both the aeroplanes and helicopters have not been able to conduct flights since the 8th of June. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Gaji Shrestha says the Chinese educational fair would help expand the relations between the universities of Nepal and China to improve the quality of education. Inaugurating the fair organized by the Kathmandu-based Chinese Embassy and China Scholarship Council yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Shrestha viewed that the formal visit of former and present high officials of Nepal had played a significant role in the expansion of educational, cultural and social relations between the two countries. Similarly, the Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Chen Song, said cultural exchange and educational support between the two countries has become the important foundation of Nepal-China relations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived on a state visit to Pyongyang and was met at the airport by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Kremlin said Putin will spend 2 days in North Korea before traveling to Vietnam. The diplomatic trip follows Kim's visit to Russia in September 2023. State news agency KCNA said the meeting between the two leaders was a historic event that showed the invincibility and durability of the friendship and unity between North Korea and Russia. Putin is on his first visit to North Korea in 24 years, with relations between the two countries growing closer since Moscow began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon system in the eastern part of the country and partial influence of local wind as well as low pressure system formed around Bihar, India, in the remaining part of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and in one or two places of Madhes province along with the rest of the country, and heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi province today. Furthermore, the division has urged the people to remain cautious given the partial impact of heavy rainfall on daily life. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 22 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.2 degrees Celsius with 23.6 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. 21st replenishment meeting of the World Bank's International Development Association begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda calls for assistance to developing countries like Nepal to achieve global peace and prosperity. House of Representatives continues ministry-wise deliberations on appropriation bill, and Russian President Vladimir Putin arrives in North Korea, greeted by Kim Jong-un at the airport. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.